Welcome back. Today, we're really opening the front door, so to speak, on the Australian digital economy.
We are.
Because, mobile apps aren't just a nice to have anymore. Our source material is clear. They are the new front door. They're the new hubs for commerce.
Absolutely. And that's our mission for this deep dive, really, to understand this huge strategic shift happening in Australia. We're looking at what's coming in 2026, and it's all about outcome-driven development.
There's a real conflict there, though, isn't there?
A huge one. Businesses need to move incredibly fast, but at the same time, users demand, flawless performance. So we need to unpack the seven key trends they're using to win that battle.
Okay, so where do we start? What's the first big domino to fall in this new architecture?
Well, trend one is that AI is moving from being just a feature to something truly foundational.
What does that actually look like in practice, though?
It's fascinating. AI is now expected to be part of the base layer. So think about a retail app. It's not just suggesting things you might like from last month's data. It's adjusting recommendations based on what you're doing in the app, like right now. Or even better, a finance app using AI to flag weird activity before you even notice something's wrong.
That's a huge distinction. And the sources really stress this point that the trust and the actual usefulness, that's what matters, not the flashy tech.
Exactly. People expect it to be helpful, which means transparency and data protection, they're just non-negotiable now.
Okay. So if AI is the foundation, what's next? What are we building on top of it?
Well, trend two is all about the logistics. For Australian businesses, having separate, really expensive roadmaps for iOS and Android, it's just not sustainable.
It costs too much, and you get an inconsistent experience for the user, right?
Totally. Which is why this shift is accelerating now. It's almost purely economic. Frameworks like Flutter and React Native are just getting so much smarter, so much more efficient.
Which makes it more affordable and faster for everyone, from a startup to a huge enterprise.
But this raises that classic question. If you prioritize cross-platform for speed, doesn't that inherently mean you're compromising on that perfect native performance?
That is the million-dollar question, and we'll get to it because it ties directly into a later trend about performance being king. But for now, let's look at what's being built with this newfound efficiency.
Okay.
And that takes us to trend three: practical AR and VR use cases. We're finally past the wait-and-see novelty phase.
Oh, completely. The examples are so compelling now because they're all about reducing friction. It's not tech for tech's sake.
So what are we talking about?
Well, retail apps that let you see how a couch looks in your living room using AR, or property apps that can map out a floor plan right there in the empty space you're standing in.
It's about shortening that decision cycle. The core lesson here is restraint, isn't it? Only use it where it genuinely adds value.
And that idea of value brings us straight to trust and usability. Let's talk about trend four: security and privacy.
Right. It's not just bolted on at the end anymore. The new reality is what they call shift left security, where privacy is being discussed from the very first feature list.
Which shapes the whole design, from deciding on local data hosting,
which is often a regulatory thing anyway,
to using things like biometrics for authentication without adding a bunch of clunky steps. It's how you build long-term confidence.
And tied to that usability is trend five, which is voice and conversational interfaces.
Yeah, and this isn't the flashy, hey, order me a pizza kind of AI. It's growing quietly, just slipping into workflows. Think voice search in an app or hands-free commands for a field worker.
So it's more about accessibility and reaching more people without cluttering the screen.
Exactly.
Okay, so the last two trends really get to the heart of efficiency and, probably more importantly, retention. Trend six is what the sources are calling the quiet super app.
Right, and we should be clear, this isn't about trying to build the next WeChat. The Australian market is different. It's about consolidating your own features.
To fight app fatigue.
That's it. You pull your payments, your support, your delivery tracking, all into your core app. It keeps the user in your world, in your ecosystem.
And that brings us to the hard truth. Trend seven: performance matters more than polish.
It's everything. We've all done it, right? An app takes 10 seconds to load a key screen.
And it's gone. You delete it. A beautiful app that stutters is a deleted app. It just kills your brand's reputation.
And this is what forces teams to be ruthless about optimizing their back end and testing under real-world network conditions. It all comes back to that earlier question, making sure those cross-platform choices don't kill your speed.
So it really boils down to this. Building solutions that are intuitive, trustworthy, and just quietly powerful.
All driven by that foundational AI and a performance-first mindset. It's all about solving real business problems.
Absolutely. Which leaves us with a final thought for you to take away from this.
Mm.
Considering how unforgiving users are about performance, how should a company balance that? How do you balance optimizing the experience you already have, making it faster, smoother, versus rushing to add the next shiny trend like AR? Where do you draw that line between true relevance and just chasing a trend? Something to think about until our next deep dive.